NHS patients around the country are now receiving a life-saving medicine made from the plasma of blood donors across Surrey. This historic milestone marks the first time in a quarter of a century plasma is being used to make life-saving medicines for NHS patients, reducing reliance on imports. The life-saving medicines can be made from human blood. Plasma makes up 55% of our blood and contains antibodies which strengthen or stabilise the immune system. The antibodies are separated out and made into medicines which treat people with life-limiting illnesses such as immune deficiencies. Over the past 3 years, plasma from blood donors in Surrey have been stored up and now made available into medicines through a weeks-long manufacturing process. The first patients are now receiving the medicines, according to NHS Blood and Transplant. Sunday marks 25 years of the London Eye, a structure meant to be a temporary marker of the millennium that's now cemented its place as an iconic London landmark, standing shoulder to shoulder with Big Ben, Tower Bridge and St Paul's Cathedral. Over the last 25 years, the London Eye has welcomed over 85 million visitors from across the globe, become the beating heart of London's annual New Year's Eve celebrations, led London's Coronation, Jubilee, 2012 Olympic celebrations and much more. Ashford and St Peter's Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust's colorectal department completed 100 robotic major bowel operations over an 18-month period between July 2023 and last December. The hospital trust says it's significantly improving outcomes for patients. Robotic surgery provides 3D visuals coupled with instruments that have 360-degree mobility, giving superior views, dexterity and precision, and permitting fine control, minimally invasive surgery where this was not previously possible. Beavers have officially returned to the wild in England for the first time since they disappeared from the country's waterways more than 400 years ago. They've been released into the country's first supernatural nature reserve at Purbeck in Dorset. In 2020, wild beavers were introduced along the River Wey through Surrey as part of a conservation initiative led by the Wildwood Trust. The government approved the Dorset plan after a trial of the semi-aquatic mammals living wild on the River Otter in Devon. Rail passengers can see performance data at individual stations for the first time. 1,700 across England are showing statistics, including Kingston, Richmond and Wimbledon. The data also shows how often trains are cancelled and delayed. Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander says the policy heralds a new era of accountability. And Epsom has hit the bullseye after darts legends visited Nescot to prove that maths matters. The trio were welcomed yesterday alongside MC Paul Starr to the college to inspire students and encourage them to develop their mental maths skills. Paul the Asset Nicholson, Devon the African Warrior Peterson and three-time darts world champion Mighty Michael Van Gerwen visited the college for the Nescot Loves Darts and Maths event, promoting arithmetic and numeracy, launching a college darts league and sharing their stories of determination and success. Nescot hosted a full day of darts events aimed at students retaking their maths GCSEs. Nicholson and Peterson played a five-leg match, then the players and Paul Starr held a Q&A and participated in a darts-related maths quiz with students. Smaller groups of students later met the players in workshops on self-belief and inclusion. My name's Lucy Mayer, and that's your good news for today. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going.